let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America, the highly acclaimed playwright Life on the Other Side by Scott Lee Mosier is a riveting chase of time through the labyrinth of adventures, weaved on the puzzling beauty of friendship and love. Scott Lee Mosier was born in California but grew up in Indiana, always been a creative person. One thing that sticks out from his everyday routine is his passion for writing. Ideas just come to him naturally, and he loves putting them on paper in the form of short or long stories and screenplays coupled with songs that he knows by heart. In Playwright, some of the things are made up, some of the things are from Scott's head. It consists of all of his ideas put into one big story. It keeps you guessing what's going to happen next. Scott Lee Mosier, author of Playwright, Life on the Other Side, is our guest on This Week in America. Scott, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Nice to be with you.
I love getting into your mind and finding out where all of these great ideas come from. Such an excellent job you've done with Playwright. By the way, that's R-I-G-H-T. Give you all of that as we go through the program. What was the inspiration for this book, Playwright? Where did this idea come from?
The idea came from, just my past just kind of haunted me and kept on going over and over my head. And I just remember if it was yesterday, I was laying in my bed and I just one day just picked up a pen and paper and just started writing. And sure enough, I wrote a book and I add more and more ideas came to me. And the more I wrote, the more memories came back to me. And I just kept writing and writing and writing, So.
Well, it's interesting because you've touched so many people with your writing, the style of writing in Playwright, Life on the Other Side. What has this process been like for you? It sounds like this is almost a book that had to be written, and you might have found out a few things about yourself along the way as you were writing it. What's it been like for you?
It's been challenging at times, depending on what I'm writing about, It just comes to me right out of the blue. These ideas just come to me. I mean, I could think of an idea, and it would just come to me. And I'd write more to it, and it would just turn out, and it would just all blend in. I just think of it, and it would just come to me, and it just all blends in. And I just wanted to come up with something very unique, very different. I watched a lot of movies in my time, and I just wanted to come up with something on my own terms, something that just never been written before, so that's where I'm going for. It's been challenging. Sometimes it can be, like right now I'm in a dance club scene and it's just challenging. There's just so much detail that you have to write out at times, but in the long run, just like this, it's worth it, very much so.
Well, the readers will say that's exactly true. It is worth it. It's something that they find very inspirational, very entertaining. The book is Playwright, Life on the Other Side. Scott Lee Mosier is our guest. Mosier is M-O-S-U-R-E. We'll give you all the information where the book's available, all of the usual places as we go through the program. You talked about getting involved writing the book. After the book was written, looking back on it now, do you feel what you achieved, what you set out to achieve when you started writing Playwright?
I would say yes. It's been a wild ride, and I would say it's been worth it. It's not something that happened overnight. It takes time and effort, and it reminds me of life in general. Everything takes time, effort, you got to be patient.
Yes.
And in the long run, everything, comes out to be, I'm hoping that it does, take an extra step, from a book to a movie. So
Boy, this certainly has all of the possibilities there. And we'll talk about that as we go through our conversation. I mentioned this is the first book. Will there be others? Are you working on something else now?
I got other ideas, but I think I'm just going to stick to the storyline that I've, been on. So I'm going to go with that. It's basically, I wrote one book, then I wrote the second book. Now I'm on a third book, but they all blend into one. It's one big storyline. So when you go to when you read the first book and you go to the second book, you're not thrown off, because where the first book left off at, it begins there on the second book and the third book, so it's one big storyline. So you're not completely in the dark.
Playwright is the name of the book, Life on the Other Side by Scott Lee Mosher, our guest, M-O-S-U-R-E. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you go right to the Amazon page and get all of the information. Is there anything that surprises you, the reactions that people express about the book, the readers and maybe family, friends that have read the book? Anything surprising about reactions?
I've had some people say they have, you know, ordered the book online, and when they say they read it, you know, I've had a lot of people say, you know, Scott, when I read it, I felt like I was actually there, because everything's very much in detail, and yes. It's just like I felt like I was almost like I was like in another world, like I was right there, you know. So that's, I don't know where it comes from, but that's how I write. I basically, I don't know where it comes from, but it's like I put everything in detail, you know, so that when either a producer sees it or a writer sees it, I mean, a reader sees it, they know what they're looking at. They can get a player, you know, a picture of it. Even when I write it out. I literally feel like I'm right there. You know, I can see it like on a movie or a TV series, you know, it's just like I got like a photo memory. And it's something, you know, it's been really real, you know, with the writing material. Yes. And everything, you know, it's kind of like the highlight of my day when I do sit down and write. I've been to cafe shops. I've been everywhere, you know, I'll set up anywhere.
Anywhere, sit down and able to concentrate and to write. There is a visual aspect that's a very distinctive one that's in Scott's book. The book is Playwright, Life on the Other Side. Talk about the target audience. For example, age bracket. Is there a certain demographic you're looking for Playwright?
If you were brought up, if you were a kid growing up in the 90s or teenager, I wanted to give it to like a 90s look. I wanted to, you know, write about stuff that happened in the 90s. I know this is a 2000 era, but I wanted to give it to a 90s feel. I put, you know, dance scenes in there, club scenes, rave parties, you know, people partying, you know, having a good time, because at that time and era in the 90s, you know, that was really going on. You know, everybody had fun. Everybody could, you know, you could talk to people, you know, everybody was more, you know, laid back, you know, I mean, it was just a fun time. You know, I wanted to give that 90s look, you know.
Yes.
I watched a lot of movies where, you know, it's like 80s, you know, and this and that, and like the 70s show, you know, like think of the 70s show. It's like all 70s, but like mine is like 90s. I wanted to give a 90s look, you know, so that's where I was kind of going with that.
What are your hopes for the book in terms of impact on the readers? When someone reads Playwright, Life on the Other Side, what do you hope we get from it, the takeaway is?
Just kind of brings them back to that time and era, you know, if they were, you know, growing up in that time, and you just have a good time and bring back memories for them, you know, and probably inspire them to, you know, write their own, you know.
Yep, yes.
I've had a lot of people come up to me and say, you know, I wish I could write a book. Like, all you got to do is just sit down and get a pencil and paper and write, you know. But just kind of bring it back to that time and era, you know, and a lot of kids, younger kids that I talk to, they like 90s music. I'm like, well, sure, you might not like mine, you know, because every scene has music in it. Basically, how the songs go is what the characters are saying and doing in the sound of the music. And the ideas that come to me, it just seems like it just all blends in. It's just unbelievably. It's just mind boggling at times. I'm just like, I just keep on writing.
Yeah, as the ideas keep coming, don't leave. Stay there and follow through with that. If you were to go back now and just start writing this book, would you make any changes? Looking back, anything you'd do differently?
Yeah, I think about the things I write, and I'm thinking to myself, well, I wrote this and I wrote that. I wrote so much stuff I can't keep up, but like, I was like, well, I wrote this, but I could have added that. And that would have been better, but no, just stick with what I got because I
Yes.
can't go back because I wrote about so much stuff. I can't recall. You know, I go from one scene to another. You know, there's been times where I would sit down and write a chase scene, and that would take me like 2 months, a couple of weeks. But when I got it done, I was like, oh my gosh, I feel so great, you know. But it just little by little, you know, and you'll get it, you know. It just
Yes.
takes time and effort.
There's so many people, and you mentioned before, they ask you, boy, I wish I could do that. How do you even get started? And you talk about just get a pencil and paper and give it a shot. I guess beginning is maybe the toughest part of that. Did you experience any particular problems in writing the book that you would talk to with young writers about?
I don't know. I just get a pencil and paper and start
So
writing
you just did it,
down.
yeah. And that works for you, and that's getting started. So that's the main thing. If somebody is listening and wanting to know, like, I'd like to do what Scott is doing, and it's, I guess, just do it is sort of the easiest way to describe that.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I'm just going to ask you. We talked before about reaction. What you're getting. What's it like when you share the book with other people and not necessarily family friends that may tell you what they think you want to hear, but other people? What is the feedback that you're getting?
Well, I tell them my ideas, you know, what I wrote in the book and this and that. You know, I've told people, some other people, like coworkers and family and friends, you know, people, and they all say, Scott, that sounds great. That sounds like something you just like see in a movie or a TV series. Or I even told, I got like, look, I got short stories. I even told them they're my ideas for short stories. And like, Scott, I could see that like on a sci-fi thriller movie or something, or
Yes.
like a action movie, you know? So I guess, you know, coming from them, yeah, I guess I got some good ideas, you know? I mean, I'm just hoping that a producer sees it, you know, and just says, hey, this kid's got talent, you know, and just I want to do something with it, and we want to film it, and we want to put it out there on social media, YouTube, everywhere, and it just blows up on the scene, you know. And I think to myself, if that ever happens, I'd do something actually with my life, you know.
Well, you've done something with your life, and it's entertaining and enlightening people, sharing your thoughts and sharing your memories. There's so many people that can relate, and with all of the different content providers out there now, you mentioned YouTube and all of it used to be not that many years ago, you had basically a handful of options to get video out there. Now there are a number of options out there, and certainly somebody is going to be impressed with what you're doing and would want to follow through. Playwright Life on the Other Side is the name of the book. Talk about the format of the book, the presentation, because you bring a unique perspective to the presentation, to the format of the book as well.
No, format. Let's see here. Format. I would say it's just, you know, action and just more action and just boom, 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 action, action. Just
Yes.
so.
It's an entertaining read because it does keep moving, and it seems like your mind goes in that direction too, doesn't it? It's always sort of like in high speed. And talk about that. As a child, did you grow up with that you've got all of these ideas, this vivid imagination? Has that been with you since childhood?
I had a big imagination when I was a kid, you know. I had all these ideas, you know, and this and that. And when I was growing up, a lot of people knew that I was there, you know, and I wrote about how if I talked to one girl, my whole life would have changed. I would have been went around this person, that person. I would have done this. I would have seen this. I would have went through this, you know. And here lately, when I've been writing, it just seems like I felt like the character that I'm basically talking, well, the character that I'm talking about, I put my name in the book and plus another girl's name, but I feel like my character has like a lot of spirit, you know, and doesn't matter what he's going through or whatnot. He keeps going because this one girl helps him get through, and all he has to do is just look at her, and he just keeps on going. No matter how you know, down and out, beaten he is, he'll just keep fighting. And you know, that's just the way, you know, I'm writing the character. As you know, he has a lot of spirit. He just keeps going, and he'll just do anything and everything. Doesn't matter how. I wrote some fighting scenes, and he got well beaten, but he just kept on going. He took everybody out. And I just wrote a fighting scene, like it was like a couple weeks ago, and it was really good. And it went with a song that I was that I personally liked, you know, along with all the other songs that's in the book, you know.
So. Yes. We got a couple minutes left. Talk about the process. Do you have an outline? Do you know, like the fight scene, for example, did you know how that was going to go, how that was going to end, or did it just evolve as you were telling the story?
I think it just kind of evolved, you know, as I kind of knew before I write something, like the fighting scene, I kind of knew, I saw it in my mind, and I just, well, when I was writing, I came up with some extras. See, like when I come up with an idea, like I said before, like when I come up with an idea and I'm writing it out, I come up with like extras and I end up writing more, and it just all blends in together. And it just like the whole book just like blends in together, you know, with all my ideas. Yes. It's just unbelievable, you know. Well, so I guess you can say I'm very creative.
Well, you are. And you've said you've been a creative person your entire life. Do you remember when that began? I mean, as a young child, were you fascinated by television, by other books? Where did this start, this creative aspect of Scott? When did that start? Do you remember even?
I cannot remember. I just only remember I was kind of good at art, and you know, it's kind of, people say I was smart, you know, and I can't remember. I just just over the years of just keeping clean and away from, you know, drugs and alcohol, which I have been, and just, I don't know, I just get creative after a while. I can't really remember.
Well, and that probably says you've been creative all your life. That's sort of who you are from the very beginning. So it's not like suddenly one day you decided to be creative. You've been this way all through your life. And the result is the book that's doing so well, Playwright, and that's R-I-G-H-T, Life on the Other Side. Scott Lee Mosure is the author and our guest. Mosure is M-O-S-U-R-E. You'll find the book available at Amazon, all of the usual places, talking about the possibility of a video, a film, TV series, that type of thing. I know you've been working with Mainspring Books in this, and Mainspring Books is really making every author's dream come true. That's what they're doing in working with Scott on this. Scott, it has been a pleasure. Best of luck with this. And we're rooting for you. This should develop into something. You're real close to having this happen. Has to be an exciting time for you, the fact that you're out there now and you've got this, you're on the cusp here of having this dream come true. It has to be a fun time right now.
That's something. I'm hoping it does take the extra step. You know, there's always a chance. And coming from a agency there in L.A., and them, you know, sending out the producers, I think I'm hoping I got a good chance.
Well, a real good chance at it. And the book, once again, is Playwright, Life on the Other Side. Scott Lee Mosure, book available Amazon, all the usual places. Scott, best of luck with everything you've got going. It's been a pleasure to have you with us on the program today. Thank you for spending some time with us. Good luck with the project.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. The book is Playwright, Life on the Other Side. You'll find it, of course, Amazon, the usual places. Link onto our website to find out more about Scott Lee Mosure. Our website is thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.